This show furnished by Sid Levine.
Yes, it's Sid Levine, and this is the Sid Levine Show. Again, my lovely band Tower of Power opens up the show. I love this song so much. All right. We're all dancing in our seats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So we have a fantastic show tonight. This is an amazing show, an informative show, a fascinating show with tremendous guests. We have Toshi Toda.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Toshi. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Toshi is an incredible actor. He's a journeyman. He's acted all over in Japan, New York, L.A., all over the place.
Thank
you. For years and years and years. How long have you been in L.A., Toshi?
Since 1989.
Okay.
Before that, in New York for 17 years.
Wow. Yeah. You're fearless, too. You told me you used to ride a moped and deliver food and in New York traffic.
Right,
you're crazy.
I came to this country with one-way ticket.
Mm. Ah, there you go. Good for you.
Toshi, where are you from?
I'm from Tokyo originally.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So our next guest is a beautiful, fantastic actress that I've known for years, Jolie Oliver. Hi, Jolie.
Hi, Sid.
How you doing?
I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, Jolie. You are one hell of an actress and a great person, too. You really are.
That's so sweet of you to say. I can't hear it enough, obviously.
Well, I'll keep telling you. And my next guest, Emily.
Hey,
Townsend.
Sid.
Hi, Emily.
How you doing?
Emily is we've just started working together, but she really and truly is a phenomenal actress. She's got a great career ahead of her.
Thanks, Sid.
And she's got a fascinating story about herself as well.
I do.
And she just drove from Oregon to get here tonight.
Yep.
And I appreciate that. Like 24 hours of nonstop driving. Your eyes look like road signs.
As long as they're not bright red. No. Flashing at you.
That's great. And last but not least, mm-hmm. we have, that sounds like Barry White. Last but not least, we have the amazingly, sumptuously beautiful co-host, Liz Fuller.
Ooh, thanks, Sid. What a week it's been, huh?
Oh, yeah.
In this crazy town of entertainment. I'm exhausted already, and it's back to the grind tomorrow morning.
That's right. This is one crazy town, I'll tell you, with some crazy people in it.
Oh, I know. Every week is a chapter, isn't it, for your book? So let's give the phone number out if anybody fancies calling us. It's 1-800-222-5222. I'll give that number out again in a few minutes, but 1-800-222-5222.
Excellent. And we want Emily's mom, Anne, to give a call if she could.
I hope she does.
Just throwing that out there, Anne. All right.
She's pretty tech savvy.
Where is she calling us from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
But it's cold there right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the Windy City. All right, Toshi.
Yes.
How did you get into acting?
Well, how many minutes do you have?
We have an hour show, but you got to hurry it a little bit.
I'm interested to know, when you were in Tokyo, was it your dream to be in Hollywood and be an actor? Was it that young you started?
No, really. Gradually, you know. Mm. First time, I was thinking to go to abroad, but I was wondering whether I should go to Paris or New York.
Mm.
But I dropped by Los Angeles for 3 days, but those days, I didn't think to be in the film industry. Just I want to do on stage work. Mm. So that's why I just went to New York straight.
Broadway.
Riding a Greyhound bus for 72 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, it's a good memory. Good.
Yeah. On your own? Was this on your own? You came to America on your own?
Oh, yes.
Wow. One-way ticket.
My father didn't believe I would have money to go. But somehow I asked my friends and, you know. So.
Did your dad want you to be an actor?
Well, no, he said nothing. But when wedding ceremony, when I married in Tokyo for the second wife.
Oh, didn't know that.
And he said he really wanted to be an actor. So he's a doctor.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Wow. But for the first time, you know, everybody heard he wanted to be an actor. You know, he was hiding it all of his life.
Really? Wow. And you brought it out.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Well, honestly and sincerely, Toshi, you've had a really good career so far.
Yeah, yeah.
You've
thanks.
Worked a lot.
Thanks for you.
No, thanks to you. So when you were in New York, you were struggling like crazy, I would suspect.
Well, I have to say I'm very, very lucky person. Mm-hmm. It's like when I send my headshot to manager, and my wife then said to me that nobody would come to see you, you know. But he came to see the off Broadway show. I had a very little role, but when he showed up, he already booked me in
really?
The TV show.
Wow.
So that's how it started. And
wow. That's yeah, how it started, yeah. Huh? Listen, we do have Emily's mom on the line here. Can we... Anne, are you there, Anne?
I am. Hello, Sid. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How's Chicago?
Well, not a whole lot different in temperature than it sounds like you guys are having. Huh. Sorry to hear that, but...
Well, your daughter did drive a very long way today, and apparently when she left Oregon, there was a lot of snow, so...
That's true.
She's
That's
seen extremities true. Today.
I had no service and texted her, I'm in a storm, and then for 8 hours she didn't hear from me.
Uh-oh.
Probably drove her nuts. Sorry, Ma.
Uh-oh.
I just didn't understand why they drove north instead of south.
Because I wanted to take the scenic route.
Sounds like me. I'd go the opposite way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Anne, I want to tell you that your daughter is a phenomenal actress. And
well, thank you.
She's got a great career ahead of her.
We think so, too.
She is very pretty.
Ah, Toshi.
Thank you.
Well, that helps a little bit.
How many times you've been married, Toshi?
It's okay. I have to tell you that Toshi is sat at the very far end of the studio, and your daughter is not anywhere close. I have a question. You know, being a mom of an actress that comes to Hollywood, do you worry? I mean, how do you? I bet you never want to show your daughter you're worried, do you? You kind of just always want to give support, but it must be difficult.
Well, you know, when she graduated high school, she went to New York first, and that was even scarier. But she's a competent person and very independent, and we gave her the skills to survive, and I think she's been doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, she's very, 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 very smart. She's got a lot of common sense.
Thanks,
mm-hmm.
guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, make me feel good.
Well, gosh, Anne, are you coming out to L.A.?
Sure. We'll book a flight right now. You got it.
We'll have you, Anne, on the radio show 1 week.
Yeah, why not? So Anne, we're going to get into this in a few minutes here, but do you play golf, Anne?
Yes. Oh, yes.
She's the best in the family by far.
Really?
Sorry, Dad. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Be careful. Dad's listening.
Dad's a better teacher, Ma.
That's true.
Wow. Okay. Well, gee, when you come out here, I have to see you play golf.
Yeah. What's your handicap, man?
I really don't keep one, but I usually shoot in the 80s or 90s.
Wow. That's good.
80s. She's being modest with the 90s.
Wow. Well, Anne, we really appreciate your calling, and everything's fine with Emily here. And
good.
And we will hopefully see you soon.
That would be great.
All right.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Love you, Em. Have fun.
Will do.
Bye. Bye. Wow. Okay, that was good. So, Jolie. So, Jolie, let me ask you a few questions here. How did you get into acting?
really, I was in the third grade, and I played the character of Queen Isabella. Mm. And once a queen, always a queen, I guess. I just like went to town from there and knew at that moment that that was what I wanted to do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So where did you go to school?
I was born and raised in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And so this was elementary school, that first role. That was Columbus Elementary School in San Francisco. And then we moved to Marin when I was in high school. I went to San Marin High. And then I came down to UCLA and majored in theater, film, and television.
So let me get this straight here. You went to UCLA and majored in film and television acting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stayed on as an employee for how many years?
Well, I had 40 years of service there,
wow.
counting all the years I worked as a student.
And you became became the assistant to the head coach, football coach.
I did. Over time, I did. So as a student, I wasn't working in football at that time. I worked in various places and always with the idea that, you know, part-time work until I became a star and would be making my money that way. The star part didn't come as quickly as I thought it would, so I just started working more and more, and eventually a job opened up in the athletic department working for the football coach. And, I mean, I love football. I love sports, and I thought, what better way to make a living? I mean, you're making a living over a game, basically. I mean, we all know it's more than the game, but then again, it is a game.
What's very important to the university is the money, you know, that they make from the television revenues and getting into, you know, getting to the Rose Bowl. Now, you must have been to the Rose Bowl a few times.
Three times we were in it during the 80s. I was there during that period of time. It was awesome. And then we went in the 90s as well. We didn't win. And then the money situation in college athletics has changed over time, obviously. It's a lot more intense now than it was when I first got in there.
Really?
I would almost say that things were even more fun. They're more fun when the pressure of the university and the fans and the money and the television and the, you know, not knowing what time the games are going to be because you got to wait for the television schedules. Just so many things involved in it now that weren't when I first got in. But it was an awesome career for me. Absolutely awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I was able to pursue my acting at the same time.
And I got the John Wooden 10.
The Pyramid of Success.
The Pyramid of Success. Yeah. Signed by John Wooden.
I need like that, so I gave
I love
it to
that.
You.
That's fantastic. And the football.
Yeah.
Signed football from the coach.
From Terry Donahue, I think it was.
Yeah.
He had it signed by.
That's pretty good.
Back in the days.
So, okay, so you kept the acting alive, and you went like to the Beverly Hills Playhouse, and you went to places, and then we met. And, gosh, years and years ago. And you've worked. You've done very well.
I've worked both through you and through my own productions and and productions of friends.
What?
It's just a matter of the continuous networking. So there's always something going on that you could be a part of.
That's great. That's great. Okay, Emily. So, Emily, I met you about, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Something like that.
And a gentleman named Oscar brought you in the office.
Yes, he did.
Hi, Oscar.
Hey, Oscar.
We should talk. Anyways. So, Emily, you have an interesting way of survival while you're pursuing the acting. What do you do?
I work at a golf course. I work as a starter, and I also teach people some golf. That, as you heard earlier from my mom, has been in the family since long before I was born. My parents both golf, and they taught me when I was 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm all right. I still will say put money on my mom for sure. I think
really?
She's the best. Yeah. She has some straight.
Okay, then
she's
let's put some money on
for
your mom.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay, so you came out, you went to New York because you were pursuing acting, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah.
And, Toshi went to New York because you wanted to do theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I grew up on stage. I started in dance and then kind of veered towards singing, and I sang church with my dad. And then that led to plays and theater, and just kind of fell in love with that.
And when did you decide L.A. is the place?
That was kind of a whim decision. I had lived in New York and studied there for about 2.5, almost 3 years. And then I got calls for a Hulu show, and I had zero on-camera training. So I thought, all right, do you want to study here some more, or do you want to check out the West Coast? And my brother got married. Flew into Chicago, and then the very next day flew to California with a couple suitcases and
wow,
and myself. Yeah,
there's a gamble.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was 3.5 years ago.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That takes guts.
Yeah.
Good for you. Now, okay, you, like, what did you do to attack Hollywood here? You came out here, and what was your game plan to get going?
Yeah. Well, luckily I had school initially, like that week I started. So there was no time for thinking. I was like, all right, you're out here, you're by yourself, you be open to people and to connections, because all my professors worked in the industry or work in the industry. So starting there, and then after graduation, it was just hit the ground running. Who do you know? Who can you ask for help?
Which school?
The American Musical Dramatic Academy.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
College and Conservatory of the Performing Arts, the longest name ever, but.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So you, what's fascinating here is that you have the confidence.
Yeah.
And you figured it's time to do it.
Right.
Just go for it.
And then I stumbled into the Actor's Studio. Somebody I was dating introduced me to it. I auditioned with him, and then they asked me to become a finalist through that audition. So that was a huge blessing in disguise. I had no idea.
Did your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, he's still a friend. It's all good.
Is he in the Actor's Studio?
Yeah, he's a working finalist too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not like a member yet. Right?
No. Yeah.
Because you have to go through all these different
processes. Yeah.
How long does all this take?
Well, some people, it's over a span of 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Some people, it happens in a day, in an audition. You know, it depends. Yeah. It depends on what you
think. 10 years?
Yeah.
10 years to
How can it happen for some people in one day, then? What's the criteria?
So you go through a preliminary audition, and then you go through another round of audition, and then they decide if you are a finalist who can view or you can participate in the work, and that's a working finalist. So if the judges saw your work and they really appreciated it and thought that you were ready to be a member, then they would allow you membership that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I studied at Actors Studio too in New York.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday, mm-hmm. they have scenes.
Now, Toshi, when you were in New York with the Actors Studio,
right.
do you remember the stars that were just starting off? Or
I don't know the new faces, but
like Paul Newman or?
Well, at the time, there was a Japanese Kabuki theater, do you know?
Sure.
They had a show in New York, and opening night party was held in Lee Strasberg
mm-hmm. okay.
house.
Really?
And in his house, it's amazing. The whole wall is filled with books. Even the kitchen table was like filled with books. And among the books, there's a space and there are pictures of Paul Newman or, Marilyn Monroe and kind of.
Right. Or
Yeah.
And Emily, you must have seen some major people at the Actors Studio.
Yeah, some people. And what I really appreciate most, I think, is the elderly folks there, because it's rare that you go into an audition or you work with somebody who's maybe more your age. Like Barbara Bain's there, and she's 89 and kicking. She's
wow.
doing great. Yeah. You
from
learn
Martin
from
Landau,
them. Yeah, yeah.
He passed away, but he was in charge there for a
yeah.
while. Who's in charge now?
Salome and Lou Antonio. Lou's
okay.
great. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And I hear that, to critique some of the scenes that go on, that Pacino shows up and some
yeah.
of the major people.
Yeah, he can. It's a great place to nurture actors.
That'd
really
be wonderful. You know, you're just trying to get going in Hollywood, and you show up, and Pacino's going to nod at your scene.
Give me some instructions,
Wow, okay. So, Toshi, I just want to get back to something here.
Right.
So you came from New York to L.A.
Right.
Because you wanted, obviously, to do TV and film.
Yeah.
And commercials. And was that rough on you when you got to L.A.?
I have to say I have been very lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was in the show called Anything Goes on Broadway with Patti LuPone.
Wow.
You know, it ran about 2 years.
That's great.
So after the show is over, like, you know, it's like audience is gone. Nobody sees me now.
Right.
So if I'm in the film or TV shows, people can see me even far away from where I am.
Right. Mm.
So that's why I decided to come to Los Angeles. And the first audition was like, casting director said, "Oh, you are from New York." And, you know, New York actor acts like this. And he showed him to me.
Yeah.
And once you come to Los Angeles, you have to act like this. And that was my first audition, and the casting director was very nice.
Uh-huh.
And the second audition, I got a call back, and so I sent my headshot to my agent. But the agent even didn't see me, but he sent my picture and call back. So he was kind of saying, if you get this job, you will get like 50,000 a week or something, you know, like. So he signed me before I met him.
That's great.
Yeah. But eventually, you know, I was asking the role, but my friend of me recommended to contact to your agent. Like, there's a very good part, you know, a Japanese part. So I pushed my agent, and did you submit me? You know, what's going on? And then he got kind of tired saying, "Toshi, we have a more established actor than you. So I have to take care of them first." So I left that agent.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Now, Siri is my third agent.
Wow.
And the longest.
How long have you been with Sid?
It's about 20 years,
wow.
I would say. Yeah.
That's one thing that always keeps coming up, Sid. Your clients, a lot of people have been with you over 20 years that I've met doing this show.
Yes, it's, well, you know, I mean, if I do my job.
Yeah.
And they do their job and we become friends. I mean, you know, it's emotional business and you do become friends with the people because you work so much with them.
Yeah. Right after I signed with Sid, I got a job as guest star in the Touched by an Angel.
Yes.
You know, CBS. Yeah. We shot it in Salt Lake City.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. That's my start with you.
Well, so. Toshi is one of the top actors, Asian actors in Hollywood.
Thank you.
And I don't like to say Asian actors because you can do anything and everything, the parts. It doesn't have to say that on a part. So you really and truly are fantastic, Toshi. You might say
you.
It's luck, but it's talent too.
Any casting directors?
Okay, Toshi, that's enough. All right, listen, we have to break. We'll be back part two in a few minutes. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Sid Levine, The Sid Levine Show, 790 KABC.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
People who name their savings accounts save more than those who don't. The following was inspired by a Navy Federal Credit Union savings account named Family Vacation.
This was such a good call.
Oh, we needed this. What do you think the kids are up to?
Relaxing.
Open a Save First account with Navy Federal Credit Union and give a name to what you're saving for. NavyFederal.org. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We already know you love listening to KABC. Now you can enjoy listening to KABC and play free poker online. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and play free poker today against your friends. Listen to KABC all day and play free poker. Why drive to a card room or a casino when you can play for free with your friends? Play in single games or tournaments, customize your avatar, and more. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and listen to KABC. Brought to you by MyGameRoom.com and GreaterGood.org.
From the WBAP Classic Buick GMC of Carrollton News Desk, I'm Steve Cumming. A disturbance in front of a Lubbock nightclub left four Texas Tech football players jailed this morning, including quarterback Jet Duffy from Mansfield Lake Ridge High School. Six other people also were taken into custody in the incident, which occurred shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning. 20-year-old Tech receiver Desmond Smith was bitten by a canine during the disturbance, and he was taken to a local hospital where he was treated, released, and arrested. Departing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson could be opening a new chapter in his career. Correspondent Clayton Neville says reports indicate that Tillerson is a potential candidate for chancellor of the University of Texas system.
Reports from the Texas Tribune and the New York Times say Tillerson is a candidate for the top job at the system, which oversees 14 universities and medical institutions. It's believed that several members of a search committee are pushing for the former Secretary of State to take the job. No frontrunners have been named.
Checking sports, NFL owners will discuss some big rules changes this coming week in Orlando.
The league's owners will be presented with 10 potential rules changes at their meetings this week, the most significant of which is likely to be a change in what constitutes a catch. A number of controversial decisions over potential catches ruled incomplete marred a number of games this season, including one by Steelers tight end Jesse James in a late-season battle against the New England Patriots that appeared to be a game-winning touchdown, only to be ruled incomplete. Officials say fixing the catch rule is the highest priority. Also, making defensive pass interference a 15-yard penalty rather than a spot foul and allowing personal fouls to be subject to instant replay will be discussed, among others. I'm John Stolness.
Now the News 8 forecast. Storm chances across North Texas are expected to be low overnight as a dry line passes through the area. But behind that dry line, there should be plenty of rain for the first half of the week. Scattered showers and storms are possible tomorrow. I'm Steve Cumming, News Talk 820, WBAP.
Norm's Bigger Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99.
A half-pound New York steak, six fried shrimp, potato, vegetables, soup, salad, and dessert all day, every day for $12.99. Norm's Restaurants.
Are you wondering how to improve your relationships and your life? Are you curious if we've all been through what you're experiencing? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Leanna and me, Eric Scott Smith, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right, here we go again. Part two, the Sid Levine Show. What a fascinating show we have tonight. I know a lot of people can relate to all the different things that are being heard tonight. 1-800-222-5222. If you got the guts to call us, give us a call. All right. So let me ask everybody here a question. It's been, you know, everybody, the image of Hollywood is, you know, you come to Hollywood and, you know, you want to be a star and get the house at the beach and get the Rolls Royce, and, you know, live a great life. Did any of you expect that to happen right away?
I definitely did. I thought, you know, just coming down to Los Angeles to go to school and then being in what I consider to be a great school and a school that had a great reputation for actors.
Right.
Yeah, and I just thought, okay, I graduate, I go into an office, they go, oh, hi, Jolie, we've been waiting for you. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but only just a little. I really and truly did. And then, but the first, gosh, some of those first auditions I went on were like open calls for prostitutes, basically, call girls. They would be, you know, people would be looking for things other than what they had written, because I didn't know where to look to find the auditions, you know.
So. That's terrible. I've been called that. Not a prostitute, but that. So, Jolie, how did it feel once it sunk in that this is going to be a long, hard road?
I won't say it was depressing so much as it's a slow process. It's like I was saying earlier, I was only working half time, half days, you know, so I would be available. And then I started working three quarter. So just slowly but surely, it's like I need to be able to make a living before I can actually be an actor. If I'm, you know, homeless, it's probably not going to work.
No, that doesn't. Although I've had homeless actors that.
How
can you afford to do the slate shots, the photos, the actors access, the reel? It's expensive to have your tools.
Yeah. I had a woman come to the office. We called her in. She sent a picture and resume. And she came to the office, and she had about four Ralph's plastic bags with stuff in it.
Wow.
And I had her come in the office, and I asked her, so do you live locally? I'm sorry. And she said, yeah, all over. And I went, wow, that's pretty good. And I said, well, how are you going to get to the auditions? And it didn't work out, obviously. But yes, there are homeless people. And this is the only town. If you're homeless, you can get a job. It's true. Mm-hmm. If they're looking for somebody homeless and they're on location, you can get a job.
I have met a few actors that sleep in their car. Mm. Well, I know a few actors that do that, and these are actors that you would have no idea. You look at them and think, he looks like he's got his life together, you know?
Wow.
And sleeps in his car.
Nice car.
I think he drives Uber as well at the same time.
Hope he's not driving a small car. So, Emily, let me ask you.
Yes, Sid.
You've come to Hollywood. You're very good. You are very good.
Thank you.
Did you think this was going to be a long, hard road?
She may still think. I mean, she's young and vibrant and still only 3 years in. You may be bursting the bubble right now, Sid.
No, there's no bubble to burst. I'm very well aware that it's a long haul. I've been telling myself from the day I landed in New York that it's a journey. You know, it's not going to be right away. And some people it might be, but you're on your own path and you got to trust that. And you just got to keep your head down
and have faith in your talent.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have faith in their talent, so what they do is they rely on, okay, I'll go to this party and I'll meet this person, this producer, and then I'll do this, and I know this from work, whatever. And that never pans out. And if it does, it's like one out of 5 years of doing that.
Right.
So it's your talent. You have to have the talent.
Do you know what I've realized? You know, I've obviously seen, I've been here 7 years, I've seen people go to parties, and I think the more parties or the nightclubs or that scene, or there's another red carpet event, or there's another, oh, this is the Sundance after party and this is the pre-cam party, all these. I think if you get wrapped up in that scene, you kind of lose your inner strength and your clarity and your dedication. And you don't want to be getting up at like 6, 7 a.m. in the morning and doing your exercise. And so I've seen some people really kind of
it
go
destroys
down.
Them.
Yeah, it does. I think also there's a toxic energy in this town. And I think if you can stay away from, you know, the alcohol in the week, you can stay away from the parties and you really focus on what you came here for. But I think you have to have so much strength and inner strength to kind of stay that focused.
I agree. It's you have to have a strong will, and you really have to have confidence. You have to have confidence in yourself. If you don't, who's going to have it?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So you have to really be strong. Toshi.
Yes.
All the years you've been doing this, you've come to Hollywood.
You knew
this was going to be
tough. Well, I don't go out like a party at all.
No, we don't.
No.
I do a party animal, Toshi.
No, not at all.
Toshi, when you came out here, though,
yeah,
you knew this was going to be a long haul?
Well, yes and no. But sometimes I thought of, like, making speeches if I get Oscar.
Oh. You've written your speech out already.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Well, if you dream, maybe dream that's, come true.
Well, yeah, you have to visualize it.
Yeah. But I'm more like humble person.
Okay.
So you have to invest yourself many things, like lessons. You know, I went dancing class and singing and acting and everything. You know, I even when I don't have any money, I had to use those money to invest myself.
That's great. You invested
in
yourself.
Yeah, invested in myself.
And,
yeah.
And you had the confidence.
Right, right.
That you were good. You
That's
knew
right.
you were good.
Yeah.
And obviously, in your work.
Yeah, thanks.
And may I also say your beautiful wife, Chucky.
Yeah, she's listening at home. Yeah.
Hey, Chucky. Chucky, listen, your wife booked commercials. It's been a great situation. Toshi, you seem to have, of the years I've known you, a very level head.
Right.
And aside from when you go to Japan. And, you know, you know what you're doing. But, you know, when you go to Japan for 7 or 8 months, it's a little weird. But nevertheless, but I knew that you had to try the market there.
Right.
And it's much different there than it is here.
It's very much different. Big difference is, like, they don't have any union, actors union.
Oh.
So producers can use you the way they like.
No.
So it's like a 12, 13, 15 hours nonstop kind of.
What about agents in Japan?
Oh, yeah, management office. Yeah, you really have to have a very strong management office.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you cannot get even for auditions.
Really?
I mean, here, you know, many new people, coming in new people, can go out and audition, and you can start from here. But in Japan, if you don't belong to one of those strong agents,
you don't work.
You don't work. And also, very famous actors, or they have so much power, leading actors. So if you don't go with them, you know, you have to stay under their umbrella, you will not be able to get in.
Wow. So it's better here, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's much more freer and makes my life much happier.
That's wonderful. That's great. So you are a true actor, Toshi.
Thanks.
That's great. So let me ask you, Jolie, did you give yourself a time limit? Like, I'm going to make it in 5 years, and if I don't, I'm getting the hell out of here.
No.
Never did that?
Because, no. I knew this was the place I was going to stay. So it finally sank in what am I doing? What do I need to do for myself in order to make it, in order to get to where I want to go? Finding the Beverly Hills Playhouse certainly helped in that way because, you know, they teach you the business. They teach you the business of acting.
And that was when Milton was alive.
That is correct.
So that was the real deal.
Yeah. That was a wonderful experience, and it was sort of my kickstart, and so I started realizing all the things that...
I have to ask you, Jolie, Milton Katsalas is an incredible critique artist. This guy was unbelievable. He was lived life to the fullest. He was incredible. He would rip people apart.
True.
Right in front of the class, to the point where men and women would cry.
True.
Did he ever rip you apart?
You know what? I don't think I'm rip apartable. I just feel that about myself. But yeah, things come really close. It's basically his method was always an attempt to get the actor to dig deeper and realize what's going on with them inside of them. So his forcefulness would sort of bring more out of them.
Right.
He chose who to do that to.
Really?
Was that an honor? In some ways, I think. I mean, you know, hey, Milton tore me apart today. He did? Really? What happened? Wow.
How wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made me cry.
Yeah.
In front of 50 people.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. But the other teachers, who after Milton passed, I went and started studying with one of his protege teachers. But at that time, they were all similar. They trained with him, and they just always wanted to get to the meat of what's going on inside of you, what is in your way. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that would make people cry.
Wow. So, Emily, with the Actors Studio,
yeah.
Did you ever see people do a scene and get ripped apart?
But I don't know if I'd use the word ripped apart. It's, again, kind of what she was saying about what's going on inside of you. What do you have that you can use to progress the scene? You know, working from a place of inside, then coming out. That's what they teach. Mm-hmm. Whether it be a sense memory, you know, you have a memory from your past and you're using that memory, like the smell of your grandmother's house. I just used that last week to help me in a scene, to help ground me. I've seen people, maybe instructors trying to get, I don't know, I guess I would say wake up, the actor to wake up a little bit. Yeah, but never to harm them or anything.
No. Well, some of these acting coaches borderline think they're psychiatrists.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of them wanted to act themselves. That's where you got to be careful, no?
They can have, what's that old saying is they can teach, but they can't.
Those who can't teach.
Yeah,
is that it?
I don't get in trouble here with all the acting coaches. But there are some fantastic ones, and I personally don't think yelling and screaming at me is going to really get, you know, me to do something. And there are some people that need that.
I think some people, you know, some of the teachers, it's their gift. You know, there's some teachers in this town. I mean, Leslie Kahn recently got slated because of what she said to, did you read about that? One actor, she said she should be a different ethnicity. But I think Leslie Kahn's an amazing teacher.
Yeah, she is.
What a business. It's really interesting because obviously I've auditioned about 350 actors since December 1st and I've given them the same monologue, which is a tip you told me to do, right, Sid? And it's fascinating. Like you do see some people that can't act and it's, you know, it's not my job to tell them they can't act, but you've got to try and get them out of the room as fast as possible because they waste your time.
You know, that's a good point you bring up. When you meet somebody and they can't act,
oof.
But like, I represented a girl that was 22 years old, and her dad calls me up and says, is there any hope for my daughter? Because I'm supporting her, and it's costing me $35,000 a year. So tell me.
I like daddies like that. I never had one of them.
So I said, well, who am I to tell you or anybody that this person isn't going to make it? Because maybe they might turn it around. and they might become very successful, and it might be different. And, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say this person has no chance.
Yeah.
And at the particular moment, they needed a lot of help. But as time goes on, they might catch on to it. And I've seen transformations of people that are just incredible, that something snaps, like they go on maybe 20 auditions, nothing. Then something snaps and they book 7 in a row.
Wow.
And it's like,
timing.
What are you doing? What are you doing that you didn't do before? I don't know. And it's just a matter of them, I guess, just blossoming into the actor that they want to be.
I think when you meet actors, I think if you're in that category where there's a lot of types like you. So say it's girls in their 20s or guys in their 20s. And, you know, there's a lot of people in that category and they can't act. Then it's very much, thank you for coming in. We're not the right agency for you. But I think when you have somebody that's such a character and so unique looking, right?
That's right.
And you want to sign them before they do the monologue, and then they do the monologue and they're not that good. You're almost in that place where it's like,
bittersweet.
But you're so unique looking, and I don't have anybody that's 70 years old and looks like you. You know, it's very interesting. What do you do?
You know, doing this for so many years, the bottom line here is if they can't act at that moment and you send them out, everybody's expectation is, okay, great, look at that look. And they go, ha, they can't act.
Yeah.
And then they're saying to themselves, well, Sid must have auditioned him. And why would he think that he could act and send him in? So you got to,
Bottom line, if they can't act, if your opinion is they can't act, because it is your opinion, right, Sid?
You have to stick with what you think is right, because you don't want to hurt their career either. Let's say, for instance, they read for 10 casting people and they go, oh, geez. But they catch on and they go back to those same casting people and say, I'm right for this role. Give me a shot. Yeah, well, let me think it over. Because they're not going to call them in because they saw them already. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do? Go in the casting office? Now I'm ready. Well, how come you came in 6 months ago? When you go to an agent as an actor and when you go to a casting director – an audition, what you're saying is you're ready to book the job, that you're a professional actor or actress and you can compete with the best out there and you're going to do it. You can't go there and hope that something happens for you and other people get sick or whatever that we're going to get the part. You have to, again, have confidence that when you go in there, you're going to do it.
So it's about being ready.
Yeah, which
and
confidence and confidence that there's a lot of people out there that just don't have the confidence, but they're phenomenal actors. I've seen Broadway actors that I've represented, phenomenal Broadway actors. They can't book TV and film. I don't know what it is. Then there's the bitter part of it, and then they don't want to go in. And, you know, then you have to deal with that. But, I mean, there are people that, for some reason, do not like the audition process, but they're phenomenal actors. They might get nervous, or they might say, why do I have to read 5 lines? This isn't right. I should be reading leads and supporting leads and what have you. And there are people out there, you know, that, hey, I did Broadway. You know, and what's funny about doing Broadway, I don't know if you ran into this, Toshi, but this is fascinating to me. Broadway would be the pinnacle of a theater actor. Everybody, I mean, Broadway, how illustrious is Broadway? You can do the Amundsen, you can do all these other places, but Broadway is Broadway. Okay. You get paid, well, I think it's, right now it's around $2,500 if you're in a Broadway show. Now, after you pay your manager, if you have one, after you pay your agent, after you pay your taxes, and you're on Broadway now doing 10 shows a week, and you have to be top-notch. This is the best. You can't live anywhere near Broadway. Because when it's all said and done and the money that you have left, it's not much. If you count it as how much you got paid per show, it can be like $125.
Mm.
And that's Broadway, yet you come to Hollywood and you do one day on a TV show, a one-hour episodic show for the network, and you have one line, and you really have no resume, but again, you have the look, and you make the same or close to it as somebody doing 10 shows a week, and they're doing Broadway on top of it. I think that's incredible. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also that, I'm talking here so much, I think also that the ultra-low budget films that pay $125 plus 10%, I mean, that's fantastic if you want to do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But you're asking your agent to work the job for $12.50. Now, it's just what people don't understand is when an actor meets an agent and the agent says, let's work together, this is a business partnership. And what they do affects me, and what I do affects them. And I've had actors that sacrificed a lot, and they finally make some money, and they say, you know, I'm going to take the wife on a cruise, and we're going to be gone for a month. Oh, really? Well, what am I going to do? I'm not going on a cruise, and I can't submit you. So, you know, you have to, people, actors that might be listening, you know, let your agent know what you're thinking so that you can at least talk it over with the agent and find out what the best, you know, thing to do. I mean, Toshi, you went to Japan, but you told me.
Yeah.
You were afraid, but you told me.
I have to go to Japan for 2 weeks.
But least case scenario, they got to be available, self-tape.
Mm. Well, yeah, you know, I'm like old school. I think the self-tape thing is great, but if you go in person, they mm-hmm. get to feel your personality. They get to see who you really are, and you can't really do that on a self-tape. And when you do a self-tape, the casting people usually, when you do an in-person audition, the casting people usually give you tips and what they want, and then you don't have that option because you're doing a self-tape, so it's hit and miss.
Yeah, nothing replaces meeting the casting director in the room, does it? Because I think yesterday we did an audition session with a casting director and had 50 actors come in, and you just know, the casting director said, I know straight away if that person's confident enough when they enter the room.
Yeah, they can tell in 2 seconds, just like, you know, you do something long enough, unless you're a stone idiot, you're going to figure it out. Doesn't mean that you're smart about it, but you just do it all the time. We only have a few seconds to go here. Toshi Toda,
hey.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
This was fantastic. Well, Jolie Oliver, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Sue.
Emily Townsend, thank you so much as well. And Liz?
Another week done,
another
Sid.
Week down.
Exciting day tomorrow.
And next Sunday will be amazing.
We hope so.
Yes.
Always.
Okay. All right, everybody. Have a fantastic week. And next Sunday's Easter. So, okay. Hopping. All right. So take it easy, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday at 6. And have a wonderful week. Sid Levine, The Sid Levine Show, 790 KABC. Good night.
This show furnished by Sid Levine.